discuss this Katy Perry photo that's going viral today.
Okay, I saw that earlier. You tweeted it out. There's a lot going on in that photo.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So Katy Perry is very pregnant. I mean, she looks like she's about to have twins. Like, she's, I mean, really, she's about to pop any minute.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. That's great. I'm happy for her. I think she and Orlando Bloom are going to make a fantastic pair of parents. The baby's going to be gorgeous, obviously. But I'm bothered by this photo of her. So today she pulls up, I guess she's somewhere in LA, and she pulled up and parked her Porsche in a handicap spot, then got out holding pepper spray that she then put around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
So she's parked in a handicap spot. She's carrying around pepper spray for some bizarre reason. Did she fire her security team? Why is she needing pepper spray?
And why is she parking in handicap?
Why is she parking in a handicap spot?
That drives us crazy.
Yeah, we don't like that. And I posted it on Facebook and somebody said, you don't know what it's like to be pregnant. Sometimes you just need to park close. I said, I got a friend who's pregnant right now with twins. She would never park in a handicap spot. She's rolling around with twins right now, okay, yeah. In her belly. And she's about to give birth like in a month. And that woman parks far away, gets some exercise, waddling into the store. She's not walking, let's face it. But she would never, I asked her about that. She said she would never park in a handicap spot no matter what. I think the reason why you park in a handicap spot needs to be a really good reason. It's the entitlement of this that's bothersome. You know, the only handicap thing that she can do, she can use the handicap stall in a bathroom. That's okay. That's different because the handicapped toilet is different than the handicapped parking spot.
I think if you're not handicapped, you shouldn't use that bathroom stall. Because what if somebody does come in there that's handicapped while you're in there using it? You shouldn't use it.
Well, no, they should wait like everybody else. Why? They don't have priority.
I know, but that's their spot.
See, but you don't understand women's bathrooms. You know, a woman's bathroom, if they have 10 stalls and one of them is handicapped, I understand that. Most women's bathrooms have two stalls. One's handicapped, one's regular. Mm-hmm. And if there's eight women standing there, you're not all going to stand there and wait for one toilet. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. I have seen people come in who are handicapped and people have let them cut the line just because, you know, it's not fun for them to like sit around or stand around uncomfortably in a bathroom. So people are just nice. But it's, again, this is not my opinion. This is what the person for disabilities says, that the toilet is there as a convenience. It's not only for handicap, but a handicap parking spot is just for handicapped people.
Okay, let's say you're at a concert. The line for the ladies' room is really long.
Always is.
Always is. Can you go into the men's bathroom?
I have.
You have?
Yeah. If there's no one there, I've had guy friends of mine stand out there and keep watch. Yeah, I've definitely done. If it's an emergency, yeah, if I just can't wait. And more than that, I have been to concerts and I've had like women be like, come on, girls. And then they grab like 10 girls and they just invade the men's bathroom.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
You know, I'll tell you why I have no problem doing it, even if men are coming in and out. Because in New York City, there's a ton of restaurants and bars and even movie theaters that have co-ed bathrooms.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if I'm in a stall, there could be a guy a few feet away at, you know, a urinal or something.
Mm-hmm.
I learned last night, Sam Kay, this comedian that I really love, uh-huh. She has a new special on Netflix, and she explained that if you can position yourself the proper way, and she explained how, you can use a urinal. You could be a woman using a urinal, and that we should have been doing that all along.
Mm-hmm. I think you should.
We could stand and pee.
Yeah. You should try it.
Oh, I'm going to try it tonight. I'm going to stand and pee. I'm looking forward to it. After all these years, the fact that I never even tried it, what was I thinking?
How would you not have tried that?
I'm so lazy. I like sitting.
Really?
Yeah. Why stand when you can sit?
So you don't hover?
Well, in a public toilet, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in public toilet, I always hover. But I mean at home. I'm going to try standing at home.
Oh,
I'll let you know tomorrow how it went.
So what you could do is you could stand at home and do it like that. And then when you get pee all over the toilet, you can blame Joe.
Exactly.
He could be like, look what you did. That wasn't me. Yes, it was. I said.
I blame him for everything anyway. I'm like, did you leave your tampons out? Ew.
These are your heels. They're in my way. I know it.
Why are your heels out and why are your tampons here?
You're disgusting.
Men.